I'm Bill Radke. Good to be with you today. Amazon sends you stuff fast. That doesn't mean the stuff is authentic. Now, Birkenstock says it will stop selling its sandals on Amazon because of all the Birkenstock knockoffs for sale there. Here to tell you the truth is Todd Bishop, the authentic Todd Bishop with Seattle's tech news site GeekWire. Hey, Todd.
How's it going, Bill?
Good. Is Birkenstock pulling out of Amazon totally or just the third-party sales we call Amazon Marketplace?
Entirely. Birkenstock itself will stop selling on Amazon, and they're preventing third parties from selling. And they say there's just been too many counterfeit shoes that have been showing up. And this is a much larger problem for Amazon. It's something that they've dealt with in the past.
Right. Daimler Mercedes sued them. Is Amazon trying to police its marketplace?
They are. The issue is that they just have this giant online marketplace. It's you know, black market, gray market, you know, above board. And when you get into the Amazon marketplace, third-party sellers, it can be a bit of a Wild West. The other company that dealt with this was a Seattle company by the name of Milo and Gabby, which makes very cute pillowcases that you can put on your kids' beds. They found a bunch of knockoffs, sued Amazon, and actually lost that judgment. However, the judge who issued the ruling said, hey, the issue is the law is not strong enough here. He actually thinks that legislators should come back and make Amazon liable for third-party counterfeit goods sold on its site, which it currently is not.
What are the odds legislators do that?
Wow. In Washington State, it might be difficult. Amazon is becoming an increasingly large employer here, very influential. And they, at the national level, have also boosted their lobbying, mostly for drones. But they also have a big presence that could potentially influence a debate over this.
CNBC reported that at its warehouses, Amazon mixes up authentic products and fakes. Have you heard that? Can that be right?
I have not seen that myself. I'd only have to rely on CNBC for that. Amazon has not commented on these developments. And in fact, because a lot of these cases have gone into litigation, they're even more closed-mouthed than they usually are.
Amazon would like to improve its image in Seattle by giving tours of its new South Lake Union headquarters. What did you learn from the tour that you didn't already know?
A lot of different things about the origin of Amazon building names. The one thing we did not see, however, this is their first official headquarters tours. They're sold out, so tons of demand. Not nearly as much, though, as for the Boeing factory tour quite yet.
Right, or the KOW studios.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But Amazon is really trying to get across its cultural impact and its impact on the city. They really stressed the importance of growing inside Seattle rather than in the suburbs because they feel it's better for the environment, better for employees. Of course, this is in stark contrast to the reports that have come out in recent years, most recently the New York Times, about the brutal workplace. Mm-hmm. Now, we really did not get a real glimpse into the Amazon workers' life. It was mostly hallways and corridors, and we didn't get to look over any coders' shoulders.
Right. No surprise there. Did you get to tour the bubbles?
We did not tour the bubbles.
The biospheres.
The biospheres. These are the new structures going up at Amazon's very new campus in the Denny Regrade, the Denny Triangle. And those are still under construction. But in the future, you could expect those to be included on this tour.
Finally, you noticed a poster in an elevator that broke some news?
That's right. It's called Daily Dish, new workplace lunch delivery service from Amazon. The real kicker here is that it competes directly with a startup called Peach, founded in 2014 by three former Amazonians. So the message here is, hey, if you're going to leave the nest, be prepared to be squashed.
That's Todd Bishop bringing you the real news. Those are actual Echoes he's wearing, and not fake Birkenstocks. Telling us the deal with Amazon. Thanks a lot, Todd.
Thank you, Bill.
Todd Bishop with Seattle's tech news site, GeekWire, here on KUOW 94.9 Seattle.